So, it's time to get ready for your yoga nidra. My dingle dangle has got stuck. Ah, it's not feeling the pleasure. Oh, there it goes. Ah, that's better. It's time for your nidra, for your yoga nidra meditation. So, please, take all the time you need to get comfortable. I salute you for taking time for yourself. Welcome to this yoga nidra, where the intention is to notice pleasurable feelings as they naturally arise in your system. Take all the time you need to get comfy. And you can choose today how comfy you would like to be. Maybe a little more or a little less. Perhaps if you stretched and moved around a bit, you could, you know, tweak a cushion or blanket, or a lot, a little bit or a lot. And you are more than welcome to wriggle around pleasurably during the practice as you need to, just to feel as delicious as you can. And if you'd like, you can let your eyes softly close or lower your eyes if you prefer. Welcome home. This is not something you can get wrong. Let this voice wash over you gently as you rest in what feels pleasurable. Let your body settle downwards towards the earth. And notice the contact beneath your head, the texture of your hair, there, contact between your shoulders and your support, the feeling of fabric on skin, the weight of flesh and bone, all heavy, the weight of the pelvis as it sinks towards the earth, the feeling of support beneath you, and the precise quality on your skin, just noticing how it is. Your thighs, knees, ankles, notice the weight of the whole of your legs and the sensations that arise from the contact of clothes on skin. Feel the heaviness of your feet too, and the texture of your socks, or the covering, or the air maybe on your skin of your feet. The whole body heavy and softly releasing into the earth. Bringing attention to your breath. And it's okay if your breath changes as you pay attention. It's okay if your breath does not change as you pay attention. Just softly enjoy the breath and see which aspect of this breath feels most pleasurable to you today. It might be the in-breath or the fullness at the top of the breath, the release of the out-breath or the end of the out-breath, or something else entirely. Find an aspect of the breath that feels good and give that your attention. And once that point passes, wait for the next one in the next breath cycle and just let the rest go. So that each time you come to the good bit, you notice more about it and maybe even allow more of its goodness in. Enjoy it more It might be the speck at the beginning of the in-breath. It might be any part of the breath. Enjoy what feels scrumptious in the moment. And your focus might change to another aspect of the breath that feels good. And that, if that happens, just allow it. And once that passes, focus on the next bit that is pleasurable. Let it expand. Maybe make it last longer. And moving your attention now to your heart. Perhaps your heart is longing for something. There's space here to make a wish, if you like, or you might be working with an intention. Or a space for listening. It's time to take now a leisurely wander around the body, noticing pleasurable sensation as it arises naturally. Starting with the mouth, feeling the tip of the tongue and the length of the tongue, the base of the tongue. Noticing pleasing sensation within the ears, the inner ear and the outer lobes. The breath as it enters the nose. The breath out as it tickles the nostrils, maybe. Feeling the cheeks, the sensation of eyeballs softly enfolded by eyelids. Good feeling in the temples. The brain quietly resting within the skull. The crown of the head, the back, and the very base of the skull, all vibrant with delicious sensation. And the whole of the head. Now coming to the right shoulder blade as it's resting into your support. The right shoulder, the upper arm, elbow, forearm and wrist, and the palm of the hand and the back of the hand, and the whole of the right hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Feeling all of the right shoulder and arm and hand vibrant with good sensations. And coming to the left shoulder blade as it is resting heavily into your support. And the left shoulder, the upper arm, elbow, the forearm, the wrist, the palm of the hand and the back of the hand. And the whole of the left hand, thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Feeling all of the left shoulder and arm and hand vibrant with sensation. Feeling both arms together, alive, vibrating. Bringing your attention to the heart, to the right breast, the left breast. A pleasing aliveness in the diaphragm, the liver, stomach, vibrancy in the gut and the colon. Noticing good feeling in the ovaries, left and right, in the womb space or womb, the vagina, clitoris, vulva, the whole torso vibrant with good sensation. The right hip, thigh, knee and calf alive. The top of the right foot and the sole of the right foot. The right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. The whole of the right leg pulsating with good feeling. Bringing attention to the left hip and thigh, and knee and calf all alive. The top of the left foot and the sole of the left foot. The left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. The whole of the left leg pulsating with pleasing sensation. Both legs together, both left and right, vibrant. Buttocks, right and left, the base of the spine, noticing sensation. The middle spine, the spine between the shoulder blades, the spine at the neck and into the base of the skull. Feeling the whole of the back, the shoulder blades and the spine, vibrantly alive with good feeling. And as you breathe in, all the points of pleasurable sensation expand to fill the whole body. And as you breathe out, the pleasure concentrates and intensifies deep into the belly. Breathing in to expand vibrancy and pleasure through the whole body. Breathing out to build a deep pleasure in your belly. And keep on moving the sensation in time with the breath. Breathing in to expand, filling the body. Breathing out to concentrate pleasure in the belly. Perhaps you expand the pleasure way beyond the body into the space around you. Now holding both experiences at the same time, both an expanded sense of pleasure and a concentrated sense in your belly. Both at the same time, having them both. Just notice this. Feeling yourself now full of radiant well-being. Your feet secure and plugged into the deep pulsation of the earth. And from your crown, connected into the heavenly energy. And see before you a kindly woman, her face soft and lined with years of living. Her eyes sparkle with joy, and she has a gift for you. She gives you a garment of extraordinary brilliance and complex, subtle design. The fabric is so soft to touch and dense, and it shimmers subtly in the light. She helps you into the garment, and it feels wonderful, both light and totally protective. Feel the sensation of being swathed with softness on your skin, perfectly held by this coat. Contained. The collar frames your face perfectly, and the sleeves allow you to move freely while protecting you from the elements. There are two deep pockets, big enough to hold everything you need for your pleasures. It fastens easily, and as you move and turn, enjoying its feel, you notice how the coat holds you lightly and perfectly. It has the magical property of allowing in what nourishes you while protecting you from harm, creating the perfect boundary, perfectly light and perfectly adaptable to your circumstances. With the kindly old lady smiling with glee, you head off into the landscape with your internal sense of pleasure protected and an adaptable, responsive boundary to allow in only what serves you. Now, bringing your awareness back to the breath, I'm going to count some breaths. So breathing in and numbering that 11, and breathing out 11, breathing in 10, breathing out 10, and so on. Just counting each breath as you go. And when you lose count of where you are, you can just pick a number and count down some more. Just bringing awareness to the breath. Letting go of counting breath now. And there's a little space here to return to the longing or your wish or your intention, the one that we started this nidra with. Or holding space just to listen, and the body loves it when we listen. Breathing into your heart. Before we start to make our journey back towards the here and now, notice the whole body supported by the earth. Feeling the heaviness of your feet, the texture of your socks or covering over your feet, maybe the air on your feet, if it's warm where you are. Your ankles and knees and thighs. The weight of your legs and the sensation that arises from the contact of clothes or fabric on skin. The weight of pelvis as it sinks towards the earth. The feeling of support at the back of the pelvis. The precise quality of the skin there as it touches the support. The contact between your shoulders and your support. Feeling of fabric on skin, the weight of the bone and the flesh all heavy. Noticing the contact beneath your head, the texture of hair there. And calling back the sense of hearing the sound of your breath, the intimate sounds, maybe your tummy rumbling. Other sounds in the room, maybe sounds outside your room or your space where you're listening. And inviting the benefits of this yoga nidra into the rest of your day by finding your body moving pleasurably and knowing each time you move pleasurably in any way, you will be embedding the benefits of this practice. You might be rolling your head or stretching or wriggling your fingers, expanding, stretching. And finally, softly opening your eyes and allowing the light to come in once more. This practice of yoga nidra, inviting pleasure as it manifests in the body, is now complete. Thank you. Thank you for allowing the possibility of more pleasure in your life. Thank you.